in the LLM team, particularly on the embedded side. My specialty is in linkers more than C libraries, but one of the things that we'd like to do with the embedded toolchain is have a wider adoption of LLVM libc. And so this is where this talk is kind of like a mixture of an overview of what LLVM libc is trying to do, where is it now, how would you use it, and how would you contribute to it. So yeah, what we're going to look at, yeah, basically what is a libc? It's generally, just in case anyone is unaware, that a libc is more than just a C library, I guess, at that particular point. Whereabouts is it, how to build it, and then a little bit about how it's different on embedded systems and how to get involved. Okay. So yeah, so this slide is just sort of showing you generally, if you think of just the C standard library, you've got your standard functions, like, I don't know, like memcopy, printf, that type of thing. But it's a little bit more than that, particularly if you take, say, something like glibc on Linux, you'll find that it also includes a lot of POSIX functions. You might have it, things like, you know, creating threads, that type of thing. You may also have the runtime library where it's like setting up the heap, that type of thing, where all of these sort of things that are just slightly more, well, in some cases for a big operating system, quite a bit larger than the C standard library. So yeah, and the boundaries between these various components will, it's all a little bit fuzzy. You know, some libraries will decide to add more things in the sort of more C library side. Some of them have a richer platform interface. Some of them have a very narrow one, that type of thing. But the main message here is that C library is more than just a standard C functions, and different platforms will do things in different ways. So here's a sort of block diagram of how you might want to do things in Linux. Now, if you're say on an operating system like Linux, you want to implement malloc, you can ask the operating system for some memory. In fact, you probably must ask the operating system for memory, because if you do it any other way, it'll probably terminate your program. And you've also got the interface to the kernel. I think Linux is I've got a stable kernel interface, so you can actually call directly without using the C library, but some operating systems, that's not the case. And if you do one thing on a kernel with one release and then you change to the next one, you'll suddenly find your system call doesn't work. So in those cases, the libc is the only way you can stably interface at that particular point. On an embedded system, this might be a bit different. In this case, you're operating in freestanding mode, where you're kind of, you don't necessarily, or you can't make any assumption about what operating system you're running on, if there is an operating system at all. And in that case, the C library will generally provide you with a porting layer that the operating system then implements, that type of thing. So generally speaking here, difference between the two sort of forms is, one, you have to implement in terms of what the kernel does, the other